In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to your program, Approaches. And tonight we'll speak about being always ready to be an ambassador. You know, it was written by St. Paul in his second letter to Corinthians. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So being an ambassador for Christ is a great mission, and in order to approach anyone with the Christian message, you need to remind yourself that you are titled as ambassador for Christ. So, who is this ambassador? You know, if you study the life of any ambassador, you will find out that he is always related to his country. He is not from the country he is living in, but from another country. But his mission not in his country, but in another country. So he belongs to his original country and his mission in the country he's living in. It's exactly as our living on earth. We are not from this earth. We do not belong to this kingdom of earth. We belong to the kingdom of heaven. We came from above by the baptism, and we are going back to heaven, but we are living on earth, and our mission is to preach the word of God to this kingdom of earth. Our mission is to transform this kingdom of earth to be part of the kingdom of heaven, as exactly as the Lord Christ had done with the earth when he was here with us. Another important point, being an ambassador means that you represent your king or your boss. So while acting and practicing life and relationships here and there, you always remind yourself that you present your king. So everyone looking at you from this point of view, that you are not yourself, but you are the representative of your king. Also, you need to know the language or the tongue of your original country and also the language of the country you are preaching in. Any ambassador speaks the language of his country and also the language of the country he is working at. So we need to know the language of heaven, the language of praising God, of praying all the time, the language of love, the language of peace. But also we need to know the tongue of this earth. We need to know the evil in this earth. We need to understand how things run around us. By knowing this, we can preach the word of God and also preach the kingdom of heaven. Another important point, in order to be a good ambassador, you need to study in the university some sciences related to politics, to economics, to social life of this country, the strategies of this country, many aspects you need to study. In our missionary life as ambassador, we need also to study how to approach people, how to love them, how to be wise enough to catch them in the net of the kingdom of heaven. Another important point, you know, an ambassador has a diplomatic protection. No one can touch him, because touching an ambassador means kind of insult to his king and to his country. The same applies to us. Any touch to us, any hurt comes to us, means that it hurts God himself and the whole world of heaven. In this case, we are well protected by the angels, by the saints, by God himself. So what is the mission of an ambassador? Simply, an ambassador means that he is living his life to carry out the mission requested by his king. So he is not doing his opinion, what he sees. He is only implementing the will of his king, the plan of his kingdom. He is not free-handed to do whatever he sees. Actually, he is always guided by the plans of his original country. The same applies to our life. Being an ambassador means that you should live your life not by your will, by your plans, by your desires, but you need to follow the word of God, you need to know the will of God, you need to understand the plan of God from your life and your mission. Also, the ambassador is very much minded by empowering or strengthening the relationship between the two countries. And the same applies to an ambassador in the spiritual matter, that we need to strengthen the relationship between heaven and earth. This is the mission of reconciliation, happened by the hands of the Lord on the cross. We need to complete his mission, and we need to put all the problems of earth before the hands of God, and also we need to carry all the peace and love from heaven to the earth. By doing this, we are making both countries as one country. Also, an ambassador will participate in the problems and making decisions. Any ambassador living in any country has something to do with the country itself, and he is politically affected by the relationship with the ministers, with the government. So we need to take decisions affecting our spiritual life to preach the word of God and to stand against the evil power in this land. Another duty of an ambassador is to submit a periodical report of the country's situation and circumstances to his kingdom. So we need to pray. We need to give this report to God daily, that what's going around us, what we are complaining of, what do we see in this land, everything should be reported in our prayer. Also, an ambassador is very much busy with the peace relationship. He is good in this, and he is making everyone happy by loving each other, and the same applies in our spiritual mission. But you know, being an ambassador means that it's a tough life. Actually, it's not an easy one, because we are not living in our land. We are not talking our usual language. We are not living in our family, but we are living as strangers. So the first problem may face any ambassador, that he might be rejected by the policy of the country he's living in, and sometimes he may suffer hard time. The same applies to our life. Living on this earth as Christ-like people, usually we will suffer like Christ, and we will be rejected by many because of our goodness. Also, being an ambassador means that sometimes you feel stranger, you feel isolated, you feel rejected, you feel unhappy because you are not living easy life with the people around. Sometimes we have some problems with the team working with us, and this happens in many missionary work, many services, that some of the servants are not working together in a good spirit. They cannot love each other as the word of God said, and they cannot work as a team. So we need to remind ourselves, don't forget that your king is responsible for you. Whatever you are doing, whatever you are saying, as far as you are trying to make the will of your king through on this land, he is backing you, he is responsible upon you. Also, we need to remind ourselves that all are watching you to see your boss in you. Everyone looking at you to see the real truth, the king. They cannot see the king, but they can see you. So you are his image. You are imitating him. You are representing him. So by saying so, we need all time to take care of our acts, our words, our attitude towards everything. Another important point to be kept in mind all the time, that we need not to forget any moment that we are an ambassador. I mean that do not forget your mission. You are not allowed to live any kind of life different from the life of an ambassador. You are always witnessing the word of God. In any time, in anywhere, you are the man of God. You are the image of Christ. You are the one who is carrying the word of God, word of love and peace, word of salvation. And if we are saying that living the life of an ambassador means that we are always different and we might be rejected, but we still always there and we have a mission. So being different, rejected, but existed because, you know, we have a mission. And the word of God said in the Gospel of St. John, I have given them your word, and the world had hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. We are not of this world, exactly as our Lord Christ is not of this world. Being rejected was on the same chapter, John 15 and John 17, when he said, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Another point, that we should stay in this world to make our missionary mission. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. So we should stay because he said, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. So congratulations for all of you being ambassadors of Christ. But let's pray to make it true in our life, being always Christ-like. Glory to God. Amen.